Players abroad on Soccer Laguna Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to SL Airways Flight 017. This is your captain speaking. Today's flight is headed towards northern Tuscany to the province of Lucca, more precisely the town of Serravezze. The onboard entertainment is brought to you by Leo Mert, a young Capetonian flying the South African flag high representing ASD Serravezze Posi Calcio. The young striker has recently signed for the Italian outfit, and today we are going to get some inside access into how things have been going so far. Please note that this is indeed a non-smoking flight. Crew, please prepare the cabin for takeoff. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the onboard entertainment. Leo, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start things off by getting a better understanding of your background. How did you start playing football? How did you get into it?
So I started playing soccer at the early age of 4. Obviously, like, I grew up in a soccer-loving family. My dad used to play amateur league. My dad's dad used to play amateur league. So it's always been, like, you know, surrounded me. I've always been surrounded by people that is involved in football and that loves football a lot. At first, it was just a fun thing to do. Obviously, when you're 4 years old, from 4 till, say, 12 years old, it's just fun and games. You're just enjoying it. I feel like that's when the love for football starts. I just enjoyed it. It was like my safe haven, you know what I mean? Didn't really like school that much, but obviously you had to do it. That's how it usually goes. That's how the story usually goes. But, I just always look forward to getting out of school after 4, waiting for training, going to training, and just doing the thing that makes me the most happiest out of everything. And I'll forever be thankful for the family I had that made me understand from a young age that, yes, it is about enjoying it, and it is about, you know, doing the best you can do, but also you need to stay focused if you want to take it as a career path. You know what I mean? So, yes, that's how it all started for me.
So, Leo, at what age did you realize that playing professional football was something that you wanted to do?
I'd say I joined a professional setup, which is Ajax Cape Town, at the age of 11, turning 12. And that's when everything became a little bit more serious. It was more about, like, what you do off the field, like, affects you on the field. So it gave you that real feel of, like, being in a professional environment. And that's where the focus shifted from, you know, just being fun in games to being, okay, this is something that can be your career. This is something that can, you know, set you up for life. But also knowing that it's not a long career. It's quite a short career. And after that, I've always just been, like, you know, in professional setups, in PSL, like, academies. So I'd say from the age of around about 12, 13, that's when the focus shifted from just being something I like to do, just a hobby, to, okay, this could be a career for me in the future.
And Leah, earlier you mentioned that your father and his father was quite a big influence for you growing up, getting into the game, having them both play amateur league. Yeah. Would you say that they were some of your biggest influences growing up? If not, who else were some influences for you?
No, I would definitely say that my father and my grandfather were, like, the biggest influences for me when it came to football, because, I mean, at the time, my dad, from 4 years old, my dad, 4 to, say, 9, my dad was working a job that was really demanding. So my granddad would take me to trainings and stuff, and he would, like, give me advice at that young age, which I was privileged to have. And then after that, my dad had a job that wasn't as demanding anymore, so he could take over from my granddad and take me to training. things and stuff, and obviously you're going to have chats about football before training, after training, stuff you need to work on, stuff that you're doing well, stuff that works for you, positions that works for you. So they were definitely my biggest influences. When it comes from watching football on TV, like a little, you know, like examples of who I would like to play like and stuff. At that early age, I would say when I was before age 12, my favorite player was Wayne Rooney at the time. Like, that's the person that I was looking up to as this guy. He plays, he leaves it all on the field. He plays with his heart. He scores amazing goals. That would be my idol at the time. And then obviously, the older I got, I fell in love with the Ronaldos and the Messis, and yeah.
Of course. And have you always been a striker, or did you start in a different position when you first took the pitch?
No, I started off as an attacking player. I would always be on the wing, one of the wings, or up front. And then the older I got, I moved to a more attacking midfield position as a 10, just behind the striker. But I would say I would always be somewhere in the front, and I'm a little bit more versatile, so it doesn't matter if I'm playing on the left wing, if I'm playing on the right wing, if I'm playing as a 10. But I just like to be somewhere close by to the goals.
Okay, fair enough. Now let's fast forward a few years. You recently, I believe quite recently, just signed for Serevetsa FC. So what did it mean to you when you first received this news that they actually want to sign you?
I mean, it's obviously, it was a big moment. I came here with a goal, and I didn't achieve that much yet. Because this is only a stepping stone. It's only the beginning of something that I want to be great. Mm. So I was privileged enough to be recognized by a very good team, a very professional structure in Italian football. So I would say that I came here on a mission, and I'm only 30% on par with that mission. But it was definitely a very special moment, and yeah.
And what did your family have to say, and how did they react when they heard this news?
My family was obviously very proud. They felt like something I deserved. I've been involved in football for 16 years now. I'm 21, started at 4. So it's something that's been coming, but obviously it's, you know, how soccer can be. It's a roller coaster. You have your highs, you have your lows. But they were very proud of me. But as I said earlier, they just always want me to stay focused, but at the same time enjoy it.
All right, Leo. So you were a part of the Bidvest Bits Academy, and you also played a little bit for Supersport in the MDC.
Yeah.
What made you decide to join the Soccer Dream Academy and not continue to aim to play in the PSL?
I feel like as a young South African soccer player, as a young African soccer player, we are always taught that, you know, the end goal is always to go overseas. The end goal is always to get into Europe because, you know, the opportunities are way more. So when I got the opportunity to be associated with a scouting agency that exports players to Europe, it was definitely something that caught my attention immediately, because I've been associated with well-known PSL teams, but none of those PSL teams could really get you overseas. It was more a thing of you're going to go to the PSL team and then what, you know what I mean? But my goal has always, I always kept one eye on getting to Europe. So I would say that when I heard Europe, I was sold.
And obviously you've, as I've just mentioned, you played a bit in South Africa, and now you've had some trials and you've got to witness a few of the games and stuff in Italy.
Yeah.
What is the fundamental difference between the Italian game versus the South African game when coming to the style of football?
I would say that we have a very, we play possession-based football a lot with not a lot of goals. We don't have an end goal that much in South Africa. We play beautiful football, but we don't score that much. We you get players at the end of the season, they end with only like 15 goals, like top goal scorer would be like 15 goals for the whole season, whereas in Europe you'll end up with 40 goals per player, like a striker will end up with 40-50 goals a season. So I would say that here teams are much more straightforward, hold possession, get the ball to the box, score the goals and we go again, whereas in South Africa we just like to rotate possession around and play more possession based football without goals. And like, it's a lot more aggressive here. Defenders are in your face, defenders are breathing down your back, you don't have as much space. So yeah, it's a lot more aggressive and just goals, goals, goals.
And in terms of a higher intensity, which country would you say has the higher intensity game?
I would say that Italy has a very high intensity game. People are passionate about it. Nobody wants to lose, so they're giving their all. Everybody's leaving everything they got on the field.
All right, Leo, and last question for you today. Moving forward, what would you say your long-term and short-term goals or ambitions are as a footballer?
I would obviously want to play, you know, regularly in the league right now and bag a few goals. Put myself on the European market, and not only in Italy but Europe as a whole. And my long term goals would be, I would like to maybe get a call up, because I never got a call up for the national team,
right.
and do something for South African football in the long term as a goal for me.
That's absolutely amazing, and hopefully these goals are going to come true for you in the near and short term future, Leo. But listen, thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you the best of luck. Congratulations on signing your first European contract. Here's to many more, Leo. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, man.
Crew, please prepare the cabin for landing. We hope you enjoyed your flight as well as the onboard entertainment. As predicted, the weather was kind to us. We hope to see you again soon on SL Airways, and don't forget to keep us updated as to who you would like us to speak to next. Until then, have a fantastic day.